traveling through space. You're traveling through time. You're reaching a new dimension. A dimension of the mind. This is the Trippy Cupcakes Podcast, coming to you from the other side. The other side, motherfuckers.
Yo, what up? This is Cupcake. What's going on, everybody? I'm here with my host.
Hey, Trippy T, and we are here with our guest and homie reoccurring guest.
Sonny, aka Richie. I'm glad to be back, guys. It's been a while.
New Year, same people.
Wow.
Yeah, same fucking people dropping cigarettes.
Another orange table session. Fire. We burn some sage, get the vibe right. Smoking some Delta, some legal. It's wonderful. Go to your local shop, pick up some pens, hit up some Delta flower. It's good for you. And it's legal. So,
it's delicious and nutritious.
A lot of potential with Delta 8. Especially considering, like, fully legal, man. Federally legal in Indiana.
It's nice.
Mm-hmm. We also have a new form of THC that is not new. It's in the plant, naturally occurring. It's called Delta 10 THC, which is kind of a new thing in Indiana, I think. Not a whole lot of people are familiar with
it. I've never heard of it.
I haven't met anybody that's heard of it.
Yeah.
But I've seen stuff online for it. So there's edibles, there's carts.
Is it psychoactive?
It is psychoactive. It's THC. Okay. It's psychoactive.
Let me see what's up with the Delta 10 pens.
I will send you the link to their website.
Some Delta 10, man. We're about to be on that future shit. This is 2025 up in this bitch.
Mm-hmm. I genuinely
smoking
feel
Delta
like I
12 right
stage.
Now, son.
Yeah. I genuinely feel like I live in a legal state, like having this as a product.
It's nice.
It helps out so much, genuinely.
And it also, I think the big thing about the anxiety is, is if you get pulled over with it, you just, you know, show them the results, or like they test it and it's like, okay, you're good to go.
Yeah.
But look, bro, I bought it from that Siggy store right there. Like,
you know, just speaking of the anxiety, it's more body high than it really is cerebral, which I enjoy. Like, it gives you, it's like I was talking about earlier, it's like a warm blanket enveloping you. And I really enjoy that.
Absolutely.
I don't know, like, Kurt was talking about with Delta 9, like, it makes my mind race. And I don't really enjoy that component of it.
It's a little more psychedelic.
It is.
And that's the thing, though. Like, I think for me, it took fucking with Delta 8 to realize that how truly psychedelic THC, a.k.a., you know, our typical flower or Delta 9 is. Like, I didn't realize the difference, really.
Yeah.
Until I was like, oh, there's this. And it doesn't make me feel like this. I was like, "What? Whoa, this is different."
Yeah, with regular cannabis, for me, like, especially after smoking Delta 9, you realize how much of a mind fuck it can be.
Yeah, dude, you know? It's the flip.
Yeah.
And the cool thing is that in Pineapple Express, they called it Item 9. And Delta 9 is the illegal.
I didn't catch on to that the first time.
Yeah, dude.
You just blew my Delta 8 mind right now. Just
I never even noticed
that. Yeah, remember they called it Item 9.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bill Hader.
Yeah.
God, that was so funny.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I feel like a slice of butter melt on a big old pile of
flapjacks.
And he starts doing the, like, the jazz thing, and the dude's like, keeps talking to you. He's like, he just kept it going. Like, God, such a good... Sorry, all right, let's do this. Richie, what's your favorite stoner movie that you could just... You pop in, you're high as hell, and you're going to laugh through it all the way through.
Go. Oh, my God, man. Dayson's Confused.
Classic. Yeah. Good call. What about you?
Grandma's Boy.
Oh, I love Grandma's Boy.
It's either Grandma's Boy or it's Step Brothers.
Nobody fucks with the tiger, yo.
You do. You can get past a dog. Nobody fucks with a tiger. No, it was a lion.
A lion. Yeah, because like, you see him on the news. He's like the dude in the background, like, fucking waving. And then he has, like, the fucking full-on, full-blown African roommate. He's like...
Yeah.
He's like, how else you think I get the tiger? What the fuck, bro?
Dr. Chocolu, I think, was his name.
Yeah. Oh, my God. He's like, bro, What was it? He had his fucking Christmas lights up and his Christmas tree up, and he's like, bro, it's November. Man, kept it up since last year. Come on in. He's fucking ass naked. It was just such a... That was a really good Happy Madison movie. It's really underrated.
It's very underrated.
Like, what was it? Nick Schwartzen was so fucking hilarious. Mm-hmm. With the car bed. He's like the man child. He was the ultimate man child.
Yeah. He's like, your bed is a car. Yeah, but it's a fucking sweet car.
Yeah.
My roommates say they're going to get me rims for Christmas. He means his fucking parents.
His roommates. That reminds me, though. That reminded me of you, like, when you were staying at your mom's house, you called them your roommates, like, yeah, my roommates, like, it just sounds like some shit you would say. Like, you're talking to a girl on Tinder, like, yeah, my roommates work during the day, you know, and then they come over and they see, like, all your family pictures of you, like, when you're a kid and shit on the walls and, like, trophies from your brothers and shit, and they're like, your roommates, huh? You know, you look an awful lot like your roommates.
Think about it. Some guys that pick up women say that they have a roommate, and then they go home, and they live with their parents. And then they'll be like, no, my parents are just staying with me.
Oh, that's the flip, yeah.
I'm just saying, you gotta watch out for some of those people.
Well, good thing we're past the dating and have to
fuck about it.
That's true. Well, I mean, I'm just saying, if you see the soccer mom whip in the driveway... And that's not what they drive in. That's their mom's house. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Am I wrong?
You're not wrong. That's God's honest truth right there.
That's facts. Mom's house. So, Big Richie, what's been up with you?
Oh, man. Life's been really good as of lately. There's been a huge dynamic shift at Gammon's, of course, from what I've told you about.
Speak a little bit louder, Kyle.
There's been a huge dynamic shift at Gammon's, of course. Well, old lead bosses got, well, fired, of course. And we have a new paint line boss now. And
Fred Durst.
Yeah. Shout out to Fred Durst, man. He's awesome. Tony's a really cool dude.
His name's Tony.
Yeah, his name's Tony.
That's that's Fred's real name. That's nice.
Yeah, I know. But the whole I don't know, just working there, I enjoy going there now because
it's just better environment.
Yeah, no, and we're busier. Like, we are working our fucking asses off right now, but I much prefer it instead of being stuck in the wash bay. Like I was.
Yeah.
Because with Tony, he's wanted me to learn everything in the paint shop now.
Much like, paint, do it all.
He got me the fuck out of the wash bay. They got me on assembly now. And it's just...
you just look forward to going to work now?
Yeah. There's just a better vibe.
Good.
You know, like...
It wasn't just the same old half-ass fucking off, like...
Yeah.
Yeah. I gotcha.
Yeah, and trying to, you know, talk no bad on, you know, previous...
No, it's just a completely different vibe.
Yeah, it is. Like, I actually feel like I have a purpose at work now instead of just doing the dumb shit I was doing at the time.
I gotcha.
When I was at Gammon's, you know.
Right, like, right, right.
It gives me a sense of purpose to get up and actually do work for a change instead of just being stagnant in one place.
Just kind of same old shit every fucking day.
No, because the stagnancy, you know, that gets to you after a while.
It does. It starts to
fucks with you.
It starts to, like, eat away at you, and that was something I noticed working in metal fabrication for that many years.
Yeah.
Because I did this from, like, age 18 to, well, I mean, last year, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, it was like, man, like, when I started this job, like, it's different. It's a little harder on my body, I think, because I'm out in the weather.
Yeah.
And I do more walking and shit and bending over and, like, fucking digging. Sometimes I gotta dig shit up, weirdly enough. Because when they put down the new sod in the neighborhood, sometimes they cover some of the fucking utility holes. And you gotta fucking try to find where you think it's at and try not to dig a bunch of holes in someone's brand new yard. In their brand new house, you know, it's like, that's locator problems, homie.
Yeah.
But I dig it, though. I make better money than I would have made at my last job.
Yeah, and that's a plus, you know, the insurance.
I mean, all the perks definitely added up, and then when they made the money right, I was like, fuck yeah, I could stay and do this for a couple of years.
Oh, exactly.
And then eventually, I'm sure I'll end up taking a leadership position at some point, maybe, a trainer. That would be cool.
Yeah, no, and that's...
Because I love teaching. Like, I just, at some point, I just, no matter what, I want to teach something. Yeah.
I was pretty proud of myself today. We got a new guy down in Pentland recently, actually. Yeah. Tony brought him in. He's been bringing in a lot of reliable people, to say the least, instead of, like, the usual crowd that you tend to get.
Have for a couple weeks, and you, like, don't even fully remember their name before they're fucking fired.
Yeah. Yeah, like, there was a dude out in Pentland. I completely forgot his name, but it was, like, God, dude, it was right around when I first started working there, probably about 3 or 4 months in. Don't even remember the dude's name, you know? That wasn't Zach. Yeah, I can't remember his name at all.
Thomas and the sketchy dude?
No, no, not them. Like, yeah. We just had an influx of just random-ass people.
Yeah, Randy's, you know? Yeah.
Shout out to the sketch crew, by the way. Hope they're doing good.
Yeah, bro. I mean, he's not going to get any more teeth in his mouth, but hopefully he's chilled on the meth.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
Jesus.
Billy was telling me stories of, like, when Travis would really get into it with him.
Really?
And Scott came down and just, like, shut that shit down immediately.
He's like, man, fuck you. I will knock the rest of your teeth out of your mouth.
Yeah, pretty much.
It already looks like a goddamn carnival game where you throw the balls at the clown's teeth anyways.
That's hard for that guy.
Jesus, homie looked like a jack-o'-lantern, and he did it to himself, I've met different types, there's different types of addicts, and I've met the kind of addict that you could see that they choose to stay an addict, and they make it up for themselves, and there's difference, like, there's the addicts that are so far gone, that's all they can do anymore, because they burn out the ambition part of their brain, that's it.
Yeah.
You know, like, you get to a point where it's just you're either burnt out or you're fucking not.
Yeah, and I've seen people like that close to me, of course.
Very well. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing, like, when people are like, oh, I'm an addict, I can't be helped, motherfucker, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to change and you want to get better, you can get better.
Like, look at my mom, for instance, she hit rock bottom, and look at where she is now. Sober almost 2 years, you know, and I try to go out and see her once every 2 weeks or so,
I'm glad she's on her feet.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Staying sober and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Back to making art? She doing art and shit?
Not doing art, but she does a lot of cooking anymore. She's at a halfway house in Anderson, and she cooked, like, a whole ass Christmas dinner
for all the girls there and all that. That's good.
They really get along. They help her out, so.
Good, good.
Very, keep each other in check. For that.
That's good. That's what she needs, man. She needs a good crowd of people that are in the same, you know, wave.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because her thing was she'd surround herself with addicts.
And that's the thing, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, that's the thing, like, you are who you hang out with.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, you could build your team with fucking all-stars, you could build your team with a bunch of shitheads that you just, you know, have that one thing in common.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, like, if you strip that back, you have nothing in common with these fucking people. You don't know them for shit. You just know you like to get high with them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's really
like, and that guilty. Makes it more sketchy. Like,
yeah, guilty by association.
Yeah, and like, it's just the people you hang out with all the fucking time. It's like, and you don't know them for shit.
Yeah.
Like, exactly. Those people are gonna flip on you in a fucking dime. Yeah. Like, you don't know their last name, but you've been hanging out and getting high with John for fucking 13 fucking months or some shit. You know what I mean? Like, it happens like that.
Yeah.
People get caught in loops,
it's
man.
It's that addiction part that latches on, too. They associate that person with the substance, and you know, they won't let each other fuck alone. It's a very fucked up form of codependency.
Yeah.
Actually, you know?
A lot of people are like that. Yeah. Like I've noticed, like, there's kind of the blue pill, red pill people. Like, everyone inside has the what it takes to be a leader.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to choose to activate it in your life.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, though, like, and that's part of growing up, like, you come out of your shell, and, like, you evolve, we're like fucking Pokemon, like, by the time you become a Charizard, you should know what the fuck to do.
It's like, this is about 3 years ago, no, you know what I mean? Probably 2 years or so, but remember I went to Burger King, and I didn't get bacon on that sandwich?
I do,
and it was
that,
my first
yeah.
time ever speak. I still think about that sometimes, like, when I see myself growing in different ways, yeah, dude. Just becoming...
It was a landmark moment, like, it may have been something small, but it was...
It
triggered
it was
something. Big dick shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. It pushed over one of the first dominoes that was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, like you said, it created kind of a domino effect.
Yeah. Like, fuck, I can do
it.
I can't
thank you enough for that.
Man, sometimes you just gotta push your homie off the edge and be like, motherfucker, I know you can swim. You're
you
fine.
You threw me in the deep end, pretty much.
I was like, dude, I've seen you swim 100 times. Stop being a pussy. Go. And then he was good. He hopped out there and swam just fine. I was like, I told you.
Yeah.
Sink or swim, motherfucker. And you chose to swim today. I'm proud of you. Swim. I am proud. I felt like a proud dad. And it was something small, you know. He just went back and
that
was like.
All my fucking strength, though, to do that.
But you know what? It's like relieving a 13-year nut after something like that.
It was.
But yeah, you feel like a new person, damn near. You're like, holy shit, I was holding that in that long?
Yeah. No, it's just like a giant. Yeah. I could feel the weight just physically, like, getting off my shoulders. I'm like, I can.
Bro, he smiled the whole time he was eating.
Yeah.
Like, he looked like an African child the first time he's eating steak. Like, just going hard. And I was just like, I was so happy for him. I was like, bro, we were just at Burger King.
Yeah.
But he was so proud of himself, and I was proud of him. I was like, damn.
That was such a special fucking moment. There it is, yeah. God damn, dude.
That's how that shit happens.
Yeah.
Kurt's got big dick moments like that. Mm. He's getting better at it. Yeah. You are.
It takes practice.
Yeah. Getting somewhat better at it, I guess.
You just got to be okay with who you are and who you have. Like, that's really what it is. It's being okay with not going for more. Like, you just have to accept what you got. And, you know, if you need more, go get more. But if not, you're fine.
Exactly.
I think some people just focus on the excess and all the extra. And they fucking forget about what's in front of them.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of cool shit most of the time. Like, you know, you keep your closest things in front of you most of the time.
Like, shit, being in this house with you guys right now, like, I appreciate that so fucking much, because I've been able to see you guys as much.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah.
Went from riding to work with each other every day, living with each other for almost a year, to, you know, every couple weeks to a month, you know, here and there with the COVID shit going on. I mean, it's hard, man.
It's adulthood, too.
Dude, that's like, the thing.
Shit gets in the way.
Yep. That's the thing in roommates and living apart. Like, it's completely different worlds, man.
I know.
You got your own whole life and world in Castleton now. Like,
it's just crazy how much it shifted for the better, but just how much in
personal growth has happened.
Yeah, I know a lot of personal growth. Like, dating Lane and getting to know her has really made me grow up as well. Having the apartment and all that, like, doing the dishes. And
paying bills.
Oh, I hate it.
That's the one. That's the one.
That's the fucking vibe killer. Yeah. The first star of the
That's
month.
The one that gives you your first gray ball hairs when you start paying bills. You're like, God, I feel like I'm an old man.
No, I was looking in the mirror the other day. I've got a few gray hairs, like, on the inside my head now and all that.
There's That's called being in a committed relationship, buddy. That happens.
That the truth. I love you, though.
No, man. That's the truth, though. Like,
yeah.
Because relationships, there's a lot of give and take. Like, you have to, you learn each other. It's like,
yeah.
Like, you may have beaten that video game, like, you may think you know it, but you still, like, you go back in there and you learn new shit every fucking day about each other still. Like, honestly,
I know it's just been like almost 8 to 9 months, but like we're past the honeymoon phase and all that, and I just know I want to be with this person for a long time.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Like, I genuinely feel like really.
You got a really good dice roll that time. Yeah. You got lucky, and you're both like.
I can't thank Emily enough for that. And your mom, too. Your mom is what motivated Emily.
Oh, there you go.
To talk to me about the whole thing.
The whole rocket launcher.
Yeah. I want to change that for the fucking world.
Shout out to my moms.
Shout out to Mary.
I know. She shot me out of her vag. She shot out my other siblings. Actually, my mom had C-sections with all of us, so she didn't do that.
But that's still a portal that blasted you into this crazy dimension.
Came
right
out
here,
of her,
you know?
Her belly cut. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, that is.
Like, I couldn't imagine that. Like, my mom's a fucking beast. She puts up with a lot of shit, because...
Yeah.
I love my dad, but he is a different type of animal, man. Completely different. Like, it's like learning to live with a Komodo dragon in the house. Like, especially when I was growing up, because it's like, you know that thing can snap and just be fucking crazy angry.
Yeah.
So you kind of just have to be like, just super.
Kinda have to hold your tongue.
Yeah, you got to kind of walk on eggshells. And then it's like, now he's like this chill old ass alligator.
That's what happened.
That he still has this bite. Like, you know he's still kind of a badass, but it's just like, now he's like kind of old and seasoned. So he's that he's the old alligator that sits on the log and just kind of watches everybody.
The big one that nobody's caught yet.
Yeah, the big one. Yeah. Yeah, that's it too. He's still got that fight in him, but he's just gotten older to see it, and it's just like it makes me feel old.
Yeah, and it's just interesting seeing, and it's depressing too, just seeing your parents grow up over time, especially like being from a kid to how much they calm down and just kind of
fucking right. Yeah. Jeez. I mean, the thing is for me, like, well, what I don't know what it's like. What was it like being an only child, man? Like, I was the oldest of four. Well, technically three until middle school.
Of guilt.
Oh, yeah, because of the, yeah.
I mean, not just, it wasn't being by myself necessarily, but it was my mom would try to spoil me. Just on impulse, and I didn't feel like I deserved the things that she got me. So I just set them off to the side and feel even bad for opening them up, you know? And
I got like you. That. But, so you just had, like, new shit, and you're like, I don't even want this.
Yeah, I don't even want this, you know? Like, I feel bad for having so much when other people have so little, and I always felt like shit for that growing up, genuinely.
Aw, so you was a humble little...
No, I was always a humble little shit. Like, if you met me when I was in elementary, I was the quietest kid, genuinely.
Well, good.
Very weird, too. Like, I put on this stupid, silly act, like, fifth or sixth grade, where I acted all goofy, when on the inside, I just wanted to kind of fit in, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, that that's the whole class clown persona.
Yeah.
See, my problem is I was always the loud, like, talkative class clown, too. But no one knew that it was just severe ADHD making me like that.
Yeah.
Like, no, I couldn't, I literally couldn't control it. I was just so fucking overwhelmed with energy all the time.
You can't sit fucking still. No, that's the worst
and
part.
I couldn't fucking focus. And, like, the school days felt like they were 30 hours long. And it was just, like, I was staring at the fucking clock. And it was just, school was a nightmare. And they were just the longest days. And then when I get home, I'd feel like it was, like now how... It was, like, kind of how I feel now. Like, go to work in the dark, come home in the dark. Like, I felt like that after school almost, like, when I was a kid. And I was just, like...
It's almost like it's a training condition to just prepare you to how slave-like and laborious work is.
I mean, that's just the way life goes, though. I mean, we're all working our ants. You work... But the thing is, the goal is to get past the point where you're not just a worker ant anymore. You're, like, a... special worker ant that doesn't have to work anymore because you've worked enough to like you've played checkers enough, now you're a king. Yeah. Now you don't have to fuck with shit. You know what I mean? You should be good or at least set. And I hope that, you know, my art and my podcast and shit, and maybe we can get to that point.
So
we're getting paid.
That.
We're like for real, like, you know, just recording every fucking day, and like that's our job. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'd love to get to that point.
Almost 8 fucking months ago, just think about it. You guys have 1,000 plays now. Like, that's incredible. Seriously, it's just gonna keep on growing from there. I just like how progressive the podcast is too, you know.
Yeah, we have a little bit of everything for everybody, because it's like, I mean, I like everything.
I do too.
I'm kind of a bag of Skittles, man. I got fucking every bit, like all them flavors and bitches in there, because it's just what I like. I like everything.
Variety is the spice of life.
Yeah, man. Like, and by the way, shout out to Naples Pizza for the best buffalo chicken pizza on the fucking planet, and to Sunny for bringing it for dinner this evening for the podcast.
Welcome,
my dude. My fucking dude.
I really like that they notched up the spice level.
Yeah, I feel like they went from mild to medium a little bit there. Like,
I think they actually used the buffalo sauce, because I think they were just using regular Frank's Red Hot last time.
Ah, they went buff this time.
Yeah, they did. I think they went buffalo with this one.
It was good, though.
And so. It's got some sass to it. It talks back to you.
A little bit, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, the more I try spicy things, I realize I'm kind of a spice pussy, so I don't know. Like, I said on the podcast that we're going to do the Carolina Reaper Pepper Challenge, and I'm going to do it because I said it and I recorded it, and I'm not going to have someone go back in time once we get big or whatever and be like, you said you was going to make a video on your fucking 14th episode about you guys are going to do a Third Eye Entertainment Eats Carolina Reaper's reaction video. Yeah. And I was like, you know what? We'll get there.
Not to.
No, because people have a way of holding people accountable for fucking wild things they say.
That's especially right. you know there's people keeping track, you know, be like, what the fuck.
You know, there's always that one guy. My cousin Griffin's that kind of guy.
So where are you gonna do that Carolina Reaper?
Yeah. Like, out of the blue out of the fucking blue type shit. You're like, ugh.
I mean, it's good that Griffin reminds you though. I got
you. Got to have that person that, on the sideline that keeps you in check sometimes.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Dating Lane, I realized I'm a spice pussy myself.
Yeah,
I used to thought I had big dick shit eating these spicy ramens or whatever, and she's out here eating this spicy Korean shit, and I'm hiccuping just two bites in. She's just sitting there, just calm as can be. Just like, how the fuck do you do this?
She's already scorched her taste buds to death, so she can't feel it anymore. Yeah, she just don't feel it anymore. Because there are some people that like eat spicy shit, like the dude from First We Feast.
Yeah.
Like, he smokes a lot. Like, I seen that in one of his, like, interview things. Like, he's like, dude, I smoke a lot of weed. And I was like, dude, I couldn't. I would have to be on fucking something if I'm eating Carolina Reaper sauce at the end of every fucking cat, like, every episode. Like, you build up to the hottest shit.
Yeah, you do.
And he does it every time. He probably does multiple videos like that a week.
He's got the munchies, dude. Munchies overpower the spice sometimes.
I think so. I think that's what it is. He gets so fucking baked.
Yeah.
That's just like, it doesn't hurt as bad.
Yeah, no, I don't doubt that at all.
It makes sense. What I would take like a monster dispensary dab and be like, oh, fuck it, all you Carolina Reaper, watch it. And then be in real life pain and be like, okay, it wasn't a big enough dab. Oh, jeez.
I've been there, done that. I've been very stoned, and I had these Pocky chips. They're a Hispanic chip of some sort, but I got ghost pepper ones. I got two of those down at the gas station, got really high, and ate through two bags of Chris's.
Oh, shit.
Suffered the consequences afterwards.
Earned it, huh?
I earned it.
You had the chili ring.
Oh, God, yeah. I had the ring of fire, literally. Like that Johnny Cash song.
The toilet starts singing it to you. You're like,
I went to a burning ring of fire.
That habanero stuff we tried was pretty hot.
Oh, that we put in the ramen?
Yeah, remember that?
Oh, yeah. Dude.
Orange what the habanero? Fuck did you guys have?
I actually made a puree of orange habanero, which is like 300,000 Scoville's.
Yeah.
And I ate like 4 or 5 bites of the ramen, and I was like, I can't.
60 times hotter than a jalapeno.
Well, that's the thing. I didn't realize, like, the jump we did. And I was like, I ate, like, maybe a quarter of it. And then I was like, man, I'm happy. Well, that's the thing is it keeps stacking. It gets hotter the more of it you eat. Mm-hmm. And it's not like it stays a consistent hot. Like, when you're eating hot chips and you're just like, oh, it's just the same burn.
Yeah.
You're just, you know.
Habanero were fucking creeper peppers. They'll sneak up on you.
Yes, that's what it was. Like it was creeping. And I was just like, I'm going to have indigestion for 4 weeks.
Yeah. Really, I think we should build up. Build up to the Carolina Reaper, though.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Like, we should try.
A jalapeno or something at first, and then make it hotter from there.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
On our taste buds.
But I'm down with putting it in ramen, doing like a weekly spicy ramen video.
That'd be cool.
That'd be fun.
Just get really fucking Delta 8 baked and like eat a spicy ramen and
I'll make the fucking Korean noodles that my girl made me.
And just try to and do it. It'll be a video cast because we're gonna be eating it on the video.
Yeah.
And just trying to like keep our cool and talk through it. Yeah. I think it'll be fun.
I think it will be, too.
I talked to Billy about Beer Santa, too. We're going to end up doing that. But I want to do it in the summer because it'll be funnier. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It'll be so much funnier when it's, like, warm weather and he's wearing a full Santa costume. It'll just be fucking great.
It's going
to
be awesome.
So, Beer Santa, be looking out 2021. You guys have no fucking clue, man. we're going to try doing bi-weekly videos on the Third Eye Entertainment channel. You know, life gets busy sometimes, so. But we're going to try to stick to that and at least weekly casts and keep them rolling for you. Yeah, man. We got to say, Big Kurt, what's been going on with you lately? We were talking crazy mad about Delta before we started recording.
Yeah, a lot about Delta.
Well, let's get into that.
All right. Where do you want to start?
Explain to the people, like, what Delta is, kind of, or what the Delta 8 is, and what about it makes it where we can just go get it from a fucking smoke shop.
Well, Delta 8 basically occurs in, well, it occurs in marijuana, but it also can occur in hemp, I'm pretty sure, occasionally, but it only occurs in very small amounts, so okay. Don't quote me on that if it occurs in hemp, because I'm not exactly sure, but hemp is actually non-psychoactive, marijuana is psychoactive, right. Cannabis is broken down into two groups, hemp and marijuana, right. Two different things, but Delta 8 is a form of THC that is less psychoactive than regular THC. I really think that's why it's legal the way it is. I mean, the thing is, we don't have Delta 8 flower yet like we do CBG. Mm-hmm. With CBG, they were actually able to make that in a lab and actually get the genetics to grow a pure CBG plant. Until we have pure Delta 8 flower, the business isn't going to be nearly as big, I feel like, for Delta 8.
Yeah.
Once we can actually make, like, once we can actually breed flowers that produce Delta 8, it's going to be fucking crazy. Because the only Delta 8 flower we get now is actually hemp flower that's coated in Delta 8 distillate. But Delta 8 is, it's a really interesting effect, I would say, compared to Delta 9 THC, which is illegal. Delta 8 THC is more of a less paranoid, that's less dope. Anxious high. It's still, for me, it's still psychoactive as regular THC. It's just as psychoactive.
I wouldn't say just as, at least not for me.
Maybe not as dabs, but maybe like smoking a joint or possibly for me.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what it is.
Yeah.
Kind of like smoking a bowl, probably a flower. That's what it is for me.
Like a one-y, I feel like. Yeah. I feel like it's like hitting a one-y of some like pretty decent flower.
Yeah. And I would like to still use Delta 9, but it's just like Delta 8 is kind of like how I keep from going too overboard, I feel like.
Yeah.
Because I know I really abuse the shit out of regular Delta 9 THC. I really do, but I love it. But Delta 8 is just as good for me, I feel like.
It doesn't ruin my whole day when I smoke it, at least. Like, I don't feel too tired to not do anything afterwards.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the indicas have proven to be really good, too.
I will say that the Eddies that you made for my birthday, which was Delta 8.
Delta 8 edibles. They made out of Delta 8 distillate.
Fucking slapped.
Yeah.
Old Sonny's girl got green the fuck out and had to wave the white flag a little early. I just remember when she got her food, she looked like a zombie eating her, like...
She had that primal look in her eyes.
She
everybody
did.
Stay the fuck away from my
yes,
poppers.
Like when our little orange kitten Lila, when she eats, she like growls and she's like wah, 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 while she's eating, like telling everybody to fuck off and back. Like, it's so fucking cute.
Mm-hmm.
But she's like, oh yeah, he does. Yeah, yeah, he growls while he eats.
Oh.
Yep. Yeah. Makes like a weird little like lawnmower sound. It's funny.
It's hilarious. He thinks he's so tough, but he's a pansy.
Yeah, he's just a little thing. Mm-hmm.
Jinxie was actually laying on my shoulder earlier.
Yep, she's right over there.
Yeah, she can probably smell Todd on me, honestly.
Yep. She's just a long-haired version of Todd, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, she's like Todd's other half.
Mm-hmm. She's a sweetheart, but she's also very fucking crazy. On the drop of a dime.
Yeah.
I call her my Sour Patch Kid, because she's like either really, really sweet, or she's climbing me while I'm fucking naked getting out of the shower.
Yeah.
Going fucking legs to shoulder before I can even get my fucking towel on. I'm like, ah! Screaming, and she's like, ah!
When I was actually taking a bath, Todd actually jumped on my chest while the water was running in the tub.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was.
They're not afraid of water for some fucked up reason.
Isn't that
like,
crazy?
Most of my cats are like, actually, Burns is the only one that don't like water, like, splashed on him, but like, Annabelle, she'll lay in the sink, like, and if I turn on the fucking sink, she'll just lay there for a minute, and then she'll get up. Like, she's not bothered by it. Most cats are like, they get up and look at you like, what the fuck, how could you?
Yeah.
Most of my cats are just unbothered. Mm-hmm. I don't know, I just have weird animals, though.
Yeah.
But they also live with Rocco, which is, like, the fucking cocaine cowboy of dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's constantly ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
He is the rocket dog. He doesn't stop.
I got two crackhead cats that are crazy. Chester is just as crazy as Todd sometimes.
And he's still kind of a baby too, though.
Yeah, Chester's only a year old, man.
Oh yeah. He's I think Scotchy's only like a year and a half, maybe almost two.
Yeah. Chester and Todd will actually, like, you know how your one cat would do the figure eight thing?
Mm-hmm.
They'll actually go like that and like do the X. So one of them will go that way, one of them will go that way, and then I'm almost fucking falling face forward.
And then having the big feet problem already, you're damn near tripping over yourself. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Those cats are insane. I know.
That's why I have to hurry and come in and take my work boots off. Mm-hmm. And when I go to start my truck in the morning, I have to like drag my feet down the hallway.
Yeah.
Because you never know when Shadow's going to bullet between my legs and fucking make me. Dude, the other morning, I busted my ass. Like, she did it right here on the vent in the hallway, and I slipped because I was in my socks. I fucking smoked my head on the wall, woke Lillian up, and I was like, oh, I'm good. And she looked at me like, damn. Heard me hit my head off the wall. Said, oh, what the fuck? Yeah, that was a cool way to start the day. Yeah.
Cats are assholes.
Dude, and it's like, they have that thing that like squirrels and like raccoons do. They hit their full send or no send,
mm-hmm.
where it's like they decide if they're running across the road. They don't have that split second where they decide, are they not?
Mm-hmm.
It's either yes or no. There's no gray area. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing with cats. Like, they decide it's happening, it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And they're either going to fail miserably or they're going to do it.
Yeah.
Because I guess my favorite thing about kittens is just, like, my kids watch kitten fail videos on YouTube all the time, and they're fucking great. Like, I could watch hours of cat fail videos and not get enough.
Yeah.
You can't get enough of, like, cats boinking into things and jumping off things and just
especially kittens just overestimating the gap.
That's it. That's the big one. Oh, dude, I remember seeing Todd do that. He ran up here, jumped on me, came down to the bottom of the bed, and then tried to make it to the TV stand, and just went face first into the side of it, and just fell to the ground. I was just like, what? Oh, so fucking hilarious, dude. Oh, I barreled laughing. I was sitting here taking a dab, and I choked on it. I was like, oh.
Like, Mistletoe does some shit like that now. She's got a wild hair up her ass. Since she's living in the apartment.
Mm-hmm. That's her house. She is the king of that jungle. She don't give a fuck.
There's a kitchen rug that she cannot leave alone. She'll dive on it, into it. Like,
and no slide. Yeah.
Yeah, because the kitchen floor is like fucking
linoleum.
Yeah, linoleum. Yeah. So she slides around. But she'll slide under the kitchen rug because she always thinks there's something under there. So cute. That's man. Funny. She gets into everything nowadays. We actually had to put Lane's yarn up because she had herself some cat spaghetti.
Yeah.
My roommate found a pile of puke and there's a teeny bit of yarn in it. So know who did that.
Yep.
So we had to put it away and she's not too stoked about it right now. She left us alone for like a day or two.
She's like, you know what? Fuck you.
Yeah, pretty much.
You get no affection from me. You hid the yarn, you fucking asshole.
Yeah.
No, cats be kind of spiteful like that.
Yeah, they are.
They
are petty.
Yeah, they are the pettiest. The thing is, a dog, like, they just love you.
They do.
Dogs just love you. A cat, like, they fuck with you at feed time or if they particularly like you.
Yeah.
Beyond that,
and you feel
beyond that,
special.
You live with them.
Yeah.
Dogs live with you. You live with cats.
Pretty much.
That's how that works.
You have to respect their boundaries.
Yeah, because cats give a fuck less. Mm-hmm. If they don't like a person that's coming over and that cat has never sprayed anything before,
and they
get a bad vibe or they just particularly don't fuck with your smell, they will spray.
Yeah, they will.
My mom's cat, my mom and dad's cat, Presley, did that to my cousin Jared one time. Oh, sprayed God. All down his work coat. It was brand new. He put it on the back of the chair and the cat came up and just fucking, and it was like fucking silly string. Like I seen it spray and I was like, yeah. And I was like, that's not pee because that's like Spider-Man, like web shit. And I was like,
yeah.
Oh shit.
And I just, oh man, because I could smell it instantly. And I was like, oh my God, that's the first time he's ever sprayed.
Whoa.
Oh, it was so fucking hilarious, dude. I had to go upstairs because I was like, because he's a hothead and he'd want to fight me and shit because I laughed at him. He's just that kind of guy.
Yeah.
So I had to go upstairs because I was like, oh my God, that is the funniest shit I've ever seen. It was so fucking good. But he's kind of an asshole. And like, my cat that's never sprayed just happens to spray your shit. It was just perfect.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it goes. Animals know.
They do.
They have that sixth sense whether you're an asshole or not.
Yeah.
They really fucking do.
I don't even know where Dorothy's at on the crazy cat scale, though. She's fucking insane, dude.
Unpredictable.
She is.
She's like a roll of a dice. You don't really know what you're going to get with her.
No.
Sometimes she's randomly sweet. Sometimes she's just a cunt.
Yeah. I mean, she's still fucking crazy most of the time.
Yeah.
And I don't know. She has to be some kind of wild cat, though. She's not a regular cat.
She's got the long, like, face hair and the very long whiskers and the ear hair. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Probably some sand cat looking thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I sent you a picture of what they look like in the tabby mix. It looks just like Dorothy.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, Dorothy has the same symptoms as a captive sand cat mix because they actually develop respiratory problems really early on.
Yeah.
And they're super fragile cats. But I feel like that's why she's been sneezing this whole time.
Like, you know, they're used to being out in the warm.
Mm-hmm. They used to be in a dry desert and shit.
Like warm, constantly warm weather. They don't fuck with that cold shit.
So what I'm thinking about doing is maybe getting like a heat lamp and...
You better be careful with heat lamps, Pyro boy.
Like if it's mounted, then I could probably do it. But
you just gotta remember to not get too blitz and fucking turn them off, bro.
Yeah, that would have been bad. Dude. Like, my place almost set on fire today, dude.
Yeah, bro. Like, let's not forget that. You gotta be careful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was bad. Like, I didn't even think about how 150 watt bulb would affect that table.
But you don't realize how hot that gets.
I didn't realize, no. Mm-hmm. And Todd was underneath the table where the tortoises were. The glass shattered.
It did?
The glass cracked.
Oh, from the heat, yeah.
Yeah, in half.
Yikes.
Fucking crazy. So I grabbed Todd and took him out of there. The tortoises are still in there, but I took off the heat lamp and put it somewhere where it wouldn't affect anything. That shit would have been, like, crazy.
I'm glad you didn't pull the classic Steve Martin Curtis where you just pick it up and throw it into the fucking, like, bathtub or something. Like, I figured that would have been, like, the manic move. That's why I was like, God.
Probably.
Yep. Throws the fucking heat lamp in, it just breaks all in your shower. And you're like, no, I got clean glass on your shower.
Yeah.
I'm glad you chose to just, you know, not let your house catch on fire.
Yeah, that would have been bad. Yeah. I didn't even know it was that hot on the table.
Damn, son.
I could smell something, but I didn't know what it was.
Jeez.
So.
What's that burning? Oh, it's just my brain cells. I'm not tripping.
I feel like I don't have a lot of common sense, though, sometimes. Just because, like, it took me, like, a week or two to figure out I didn't have a hubcap on my car. Like,
oh God.
I didn't even know it wasn't on there. Like, it literally took me, like, a week to figure that out. I'm like, what the fuck happened to my hubcap? I don't know where it is. I have no idea what happened to it. I mean, I wonder if my neighbor stole it. Like, I don't know. Why the fuck would he want my hubcap?
Because you never went and hung out and smoked with him. Now he's like, you know what? I'm just going
to... He said that the other day. He's like, when are you going to come and smoke one with me, man? I'm like, dude, I don't even know your name, first of all. Like,
I'd say, when I find my hubcap.
Yeah, like...
When my hubcap returns itself, motherfucker, that's when we going to smoke. He just looks at you like, what the fuck you mean? You're like, hey, it means what it means, okay? When my hubcap returns, I might be more friendly.
I have no idea what happened to that, though, honestly. I imagine it's in a field somewhere.
Yeah, you're probably zipping down at 191st, going 191, like you usually do.
Just 100.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes. Sometimes. I've got 105 in that car. Dude, the one dude at fucking Goodwill was always trying to be cool and shit. And, like, he was a sleazeball because I found out he was actually hanging out with some of the coworkers, and he wouldn't hang out with me.
Sleazy.
Yeah, I'm like, you son of a bitch. So he would always be like, man, you know, you don't even know what it's like to go 80 miles an hour down a dirt road. I'm like, bro, I've gone 105, dude. Fuck you.
Wait, motherfucker, do you think I give a fuck?
Like, no. The dude was a fucking, like, tool.
You know, that's what happens. That's just a workplace thing. You always have a couple of those guys that, like, are there before you get there, obviously, because everyone starts as a new guy. And they end up leaving while you're there, and they were there before you, and they were just fucking total D-bags.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, you notice how much better the job gets once they fucking leave.
Yeah.
You're like, damn, this... I kind of hated this place, but it's not that fucking bad now. Mm-hmm. Fucking dickhead Jerry's gone. Like, damn. I actually don't hate this place as much. This is cool.
I actually go into that Goodwill sometimes now.
The Cary Road one?
Yeah, I actually shop there sometimes.
That's in my area, man. Yeah.
I mean, like...
I was out by your crib today.
Really?
Yeah, I was in that...
Should've stopped by, man.
I was in that neighborhood across the street.
I mean,
like, here's Meyer, and then there's that neighborhood right here. There's, like, the condos, and then, like, there's actually houses, like, next to the condos. Those are the houses.
Oh, okay.
I'm doing the thing.
I know you... Yeah, I know you can't really, like, hang out, but...
No.
But... It'd be cool if you stopped by sometime for, like, 5 minutes.
I mean, I've stopped at your house to take a piss before, man. I'm not afraid. Fuck it, man. Well, the thing is, sometimes I just don't want to... Well, I don't like to shit in the porta-potties. I feel like that's COVID central.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I seriously, that. Like... And I went to a porta-potty today that had, like, a COVID notice on it.
Oh, shit.
It had, like, shit about, like, you know, like, the facts aren't COVID. And I was like, damn. Now they put it out here for the construction Mexicans to read. Like, now shit's real.
Yeah.
That shit kind of smoked me in the face a little bit. I was like, oh, shit.
Dude, did you hear Mexico is actually going to have medical marijuana finally? I saw that on Google today.
I mean, shout out to Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Fuck yeah.
Everything I've seen, like, stat-wise, Mexico's not a great place to live.
No, it's not.
Like, their crime is fucking awful.
Yeah.
This will have cut down on the crime and the cartel business, especially.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a lot less shipping dollars, you know what I'm saying, man?
Really, they should legalize cocaine down there, too. I don't know. Cocaine isn't, like... When they cut it with shit, it's like... I don't know. I feel like that would affect the cartels a little bit, though, possibly.
But the thing is, that what's the cartel going to do then? They're just going
to start... they're going to do heroin then, probably.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's just going to switch to a heavier... Mm-hmm. cheaper made thing. Like, why do you think a lot of people fuck with meth? Because it's cheap.
Mm-hmm. So how do you feel about, like, Oregon and California that decriminalized, like, almost all their substances, including meth?
I feel like it's it's a true test of Darwinism, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it is.
If that doesn't say something.
I remember seeing this special on Vice. Like, dude, I love Vice. Vice is so fascinating.
Oh, yeah.
They're so awesome. I love all their documentaries they do. But they had one on the meth capital of the world, which is Fresno, California. And this dude basically said, like, because he was one of the dealers that they were talking to, basically. And he had a bag of meth on him that was, like, that fucking big.
Jesus.
It was, like, fucking massive. Mm-hmm. He's like, you know, if we got caught right now, they couldn't take this from me legally. They couldn't do shit about this because it's under an ounce. But it was a whole fucking bag of meth.
Oh, my God.
They legally can't do anything if it's under a certain amount.
It's decriminalized.
Mm-hmm. I'm okay with that with psychedelics, but with, like, meth and stuff, I don't know how I feel about that.
I don't want that shit more accessible and more on the streets.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Especially having a family. I think that's not okay.
No.
Is that...
I think that we should, like, with the psychedelics, though, I think we should start introducing those to people at, like, 21.
Mm-hmm.
Making it just more accessible. Like, I mean... See how Oregon does after this year. See how things change. Dramatically. Dramatically. When you can just go buy, like, pharmaceutically grown shrooms, you're not fucking with whatever sketchy Jimbo has down behind fucking Dollar General. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to a fucking dispensary where you're getting all your other medication right there.
Mm-hmm.
You get fucking chocolate bars. Dude, they got shrooms and all kinds of shit now.
Yeah, they do.
They got fucking shroom candy.
Shroom chocolates.
Yeah, dude. One. Yeah, I tried that on New Year's with my mom.
How was that?
I don't know if I really tripped. I just got really tired.
Yeah.
Really tired.
They're very sedating.
I got very tired. Super sleepy.
Yeah.
I was just like, damn. And then, like, I ate too much, so my guts were already kind of feeling fucky.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I was like, I didn't really enjoy it. And I don't know if I felt anything either. I don't know if I was just tired and full or what, but soon, my friend.
Yes, please.
Very soon. So, buddy, what's been up with you lately? What's the new thing besides work? Oh, can't do it, buddy.
Not right now, G-Dog.
Mm-mm.
I'm mainly just mainly just I'm learning to cook a lot, and I coming to learn I really enjoy that, and I'm kind of good at it, actually.
Yeah.
And just the whole job thing, I really enjoy going to Gammon's more than what I used to.
And you live way closer now.
Oh, yeah. Like 10, 15 minutes.
Dude, that's awesome.
Just take 465 on a shade blend, and yeah. I'm there in 10 minutes tops.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's extra sleep. I know, I was gonna say. And you were such a sleep queen, too.
I get up early anymore. Like, on the weekends, like, 9 to latest, I'll sleep in. Unless I'm hungover,
God, 9 sounds nice.
Yeah.
Fuck. When the kids stayed with my sister, I slept until, like, 9 or 10 that day. And I was like, I felt like a new person. I was like, God, yeah. I haven't got that much sleep in, it feels like, a year or two.
Oh, yeah. I don't know, I sleep better at night.
Yeah.
You know, and shit like that. Like, I don't know, just my whole self as a being's changed, I feel like.
It's growing up, Jim.
Yeah. Doing grown up shit like Chris. So proud of him having his own vehicle and his own place.
I know. I know, man. He grew up right before our eyes, dude.
Yeah, he fucking did.
I know.
Jesus. I'm proud of him.
I thought that kid was never going to get his fucking license.
He did, though. I offered many times to take him down.
Dude, I offered.
Yeah.
Dude, I was like, dude, I will take vacation time at work, and I will take your little dumbass in. I love you, man.
Yeah.
Like, let's just do it. But I was like, you know what? Obviously, everyone in the world offering to help him is not going to do it.
Yeah.
Something dramatic had to happen for him to just say, fuck it, I'm going to do it. And then he did it. I was like, good.
Yeah.
Sometimes it takes that for some people, though.
Yeah, it does. It takes that shift. It
takes up big. I keep yawning. We're almost to an hour. Anything you want to say to the people?
I'm good, man.
We love you guys.
Everybody's doing good.
Yeah, dude. We love you guys. Let's make 2021. Yeah, bro. Let's make this year fucking great.
Yeah.
We'll have you on a couple more times, maybe for some of the videos especially.
Sounds good. Some of the spicy ramen challenges.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's do it. Let's fucking do it. We're going to play Would You Rather on the spicy ramen. Because okay. You're going to be on extra alert. Yeah. Dude, I've heard that some of the spiciness gets to, like, psychedelic levels where you start tripping and, like, your brain starts fucking acting fucky. Like, I've seen some of the people on Hot Ones, like, have full-on fucking meltdowns.
Holy
shit. Yeah, dude, like, who was it? Maybe was it Halsey? Was she, like, standing up, like, crying and, like, jumping and shit? Or it was someone. Who's Shia LaBeouf?
Oh, my God.
He looked into the camera and goes, bro, I'm fucking crying right now. And he was, like, full-on tears and he was just like, like, damn.
Oh, and Gordon Ramsay.
Oh, yeah, Gordon Ramsay was the biggest pussy on the planet on that show.
Really?
Yeah, and, like, you'd think, you know, he would just be like, this is nothing. I'm a badass.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
He was a fucking spice puss. Like,
shot his shit down quick.
Yeah, he cried about everything.
Oh, my God.
Surprisingly enough. Well, check us out on Facebook and Instagram at Trippy Cupcakes Podcast. Keep following. Check us out on Anchor. We are on all streaming platforms. This will be up this week. Keep smoking the Delta 8, us Hoosier boys. It's awesome. It's legal. Good effects. And just be careful out there. Keep washing your hands. Wear your mask in public. Don't be a dick. Take care of your animals and your kids and your friends. Love everyone. We love you guys. And see you next time.